From NPR News in Washington, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Brian Naylor, and these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
You've looked back before 9/11 for what mistakes might have been made. After 9/11, what would your biggest mistake be, would you say, and what lessons have you learned from it?
I wish you'd have given me this written question ahead of time so I could plan for it. John, I'm sure historians will look back and say, gosh, he could have done it better this way or that way. I'm sure something will pop into my head here in the midst of this press conference, all the pressure of trying to come up with an answer, but it hadn't yet.
We all understood bin Laden's attempt to strike the homeland. We never translated this knowledge into an effective defense of the country. Doing so would have complicated the terrorist calculation of the difficulty in succeeding in a vast open society that in effect was unprotected on September 11th.
All the king's horses and all the king's men in CIA could not corroborate what turned out to be true. That's an institutional failure. And I'm here to tell you, there is a train coming down the track. There are going to be very real changes made.
Currently, we see a significant threat in the vicinity of Najaf by the name of Muqtada al-Sadr and his militia. And we will get the forces to the place and the time at the time when it is necessary to go after him and his militia to end this violence.
I didn't see any party that is defending my right, neither the Americans, nor Saddam, nor the governing council. Muqtada al-Sadr is the only one who is asking for the rights of the Iraqi people.
I commend Prime Minister Sharon for his bold and courageous decision to withdraw from Gaza and parts of the West Bank.
My plan will create a new and better reality for the state of Israel. And it also has the potential to create the right conditions to resume negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians.
We are the Palestinians. We reject that. We cannot accept it. We refuse it.